Welcome to Strength for the Journey. Thanks for joining us again. Strength for the Journey is a radio program designed to strengthen the believer for the days that lie ahead. We have a website at strength4thejourney.com, and this is radio program number 72 if you're listening by shortwave radio. Today in the studio I have a new friend. We have communicated by email for maybe 6 months to a year, but just recently he has now come to Panama, and his name is Eric Fleischman from Montana. Thanks for joining us, Eric.
Thanks, Stephen. It's great to be here. God's really doing a great thing here in Panama.
Yes. Well, this is exciting because we are seeing some people really begin to hear from the Holy Spirit about what they're to do. They're getting their marching orders right now.
Yes.
Sometimes the marching orders aren't real pleasant because maybe you're going to battle.
That's right.
Maybe you're not going on a leave of absence, but you're going into the battlefield, and Lord is calling us now for such a time as this. And you just recently came on a little exploratory visit to Panama with
Yes.
your wife. You have
Yes.
two small children.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us a little bit about yourself and where you're from. And
yeah, well, like you, Stephen, I'm originally from Montana, and now it's funny to say this, but my heart feels like it's here. Me and my wife, God has confirmed our obedience. God has confirmed some of the things that He's put into our heart. And sometimes when you step out, you don't know till you arrive at the place of obedience, till you arrive there, that God is actually going to completely, fully confirm. You know, a lot of times we want to know beforehand. And me and my wife really had to grab a hold of ourselves and say, no, we know God is speaking to us. Let's step out and do it. And now that we're here, wow, God has just confirmed so many different times to us in many different ways, in our spirits, in every way possible, that this is where God has called us to be. And where I'm from, Montana, we are preppers, me and my wife. We worked really hard putting together, because of what we saw coming upon America, because of the hand of God upon America. And I know we've spoken about this in many other programs, but we had felt a lot of the same things. And so we put our hearts into prepping. And when we finally arrived, when we finally had that house done, when we finally had the garden done, when we finally had all the thousands of cans goods done, when we finally had ourselves set, all of a sudden we looked at each other and said, now what? And as we started seeking God, God said the same thing to us. Yeah, now what? What are you going to do up here hiding? And that's what it turned into, is because we had not prepared spiritually, and we had left the most important thing behind, and that was what the Spirit of the Lord wanted us to do.
You know, you said we had the opportunity yesterday, and then today it'll be aired on True News.
Mm-hmm.
We were able to host and be able to interview you and
yeah.
another man named John on True News program. I guess it would have been May the 19th and 20th, if you're going to go back to truenews.com, is May 19th and 20th. And we talked a lot about this, is that are we running away or are we running to? And that was the whole program, and the whole purpose of the program is that, you know, God has called us to go. He's called us
Amen.
To go into all the world and preach the gospel. It's an offensive weapon.
Mm-hmm.
It's an offensive go. It's not a defensive posture.
Mm-hmm.
And I did the same thing. I saw what's coming. I was a Y2K prepper, and then kind of like Y2K didn't happen. Now what? kind of like for me, but I didn't feel comfortable in the big city anymore. And so we moved to Montana, Northwest Montana.
Yeah, yeah.
Kind of were pretty close where you were.
Yeah.
And the same thing. I tried to rebuild my nest in the forest, so to speak. And then when the Lord woke me up one morning and said, your nest is in the wrong forest, then I realized that I almost saw myself in a tree with a big, you know, a nest on the top of a tree, and there was a spray paint mark at the bottom of it, and it meant that the tree was going to get cut down.
Yeah.
Now what? You know, you got your nice little comfy place, but guess what? The tree's coming down. What are you going to do? And that's when I realized I need to relocate my, quote, nest. But the Lord told me, no, you're not going to relocate your nest. You're going to leave your nest because I don't want you to get comfortable again. And I think that's what all of us tried to do. When we realize something's coming, we try to extend our comfort zone,
yes.
or try to extend at least the comforts of life or the necessities of life. And what's coming is not what you can expect, because this is the way I see it, is that when God's judgment comes upon a land,
mm-hmm.
it comes in a way that never came before.
Mm.
And so it's not going to be like you're going on a camp out and you've got your checklist with your flashlight and your canteen, your backpack and poncho, mm-hmm. and you know, all your necessities of whatever you think may happen. There is no checklist on God's judgment, you know, other than repent.
Yes.
And this is what God's calling his people to do right now. That's the only place of protection for them, is a place of repentance and a broken heart. And in that position, then God can lead them. And you were just starting to say something a moment ago, that this is what initiated the fear of God in your life, was when you came to that place of brokenness, that now
yes.
what? Now I didn't prepare the most important thing of my life, which is my soul.
Yeah, you know, what happened was it was like God rendered my heart, and I felt my disobedience, and I could see that God was saying to me, he was saying, you are looking at things in the natural through your carnal understanding, but you're not perceiving by my spirit the direction for your life. Yes, it's good to get prepared. Yes, Noah, you know, God prepared and built an ark. That's good. You know, a lot of great men of God through the Bible did prepare, but God is saying prepare a spiritual ark. You know, and once you start preparing that spiritual arc, you have to start by humbling yourself. And that was the biggest thing, is because until I humbled myself, I couldn't see. And because with a lack of humility, your eyes are blinded by your pride. Your eyes are blinded by your preparations. Your eyes are blinded by what I can do. And God is saying, get out of what you can do and step into what I can do and what I want to do for your life. And when you step into that, there's a whole other dimension that God starts opening up, and God starts revealing to you his plan and his purpose for your life. And me and my wife were saying to ourselves, what is it, God, that you have for us? We felt empty. All our preparations led to our emptiness. Now, some people may find fulfillment in that, but in Christ Jesus, there's so much greater. And we don't go to live on the mountain and die on the mountain. Jesus said, if you hide and put your talent in the ground, it will not go for good for you on the day of judgment. And I'm referring to the parable of the man that hid his talent. Mm-hmm. And God is saying that there are people who are prepping. I have put talents and purposes in your lives, and you need to ask God of that, because God may ask of you to go to the nations. And see, it's not just hiding from, it's going to, like what Stephen was talking about. And God is saying, I have something greater for you to go to. And so we started humbling ourselves, and God, I started feeling the fear of the Lord come upon me, because God showed me the pride and the arrogance and started showing me things in my own life. And I went through a cleansing process and a humbling process, and God started speaking to us, and that's when our breakthrough started coming. And we just had an epiphany by the Spirit of God, and God was saying, you need to sell everything you have, pack up. Number one, God was saying judgment was coming upon our area, but God is also saying, I have a purpose for you in the nations. And there's a whole story in that, and I think some of that is on True News, but that was the beginning, is you have to humble yourself, and God will change the way you see things.
You know, I just want to put a big plug in for True News, because in many ways, it is people's alarm bells, because Rick has been... For 17 years, he's been blowing the trumpet that as a watchman on the wall, that things are going to come that aren't going to be pleasant for a nation that has rebelled against God and turned mm-hmm. its back on God. And the Lord gave him incredible visions back in 1998. We met in 1999 and became good friends. And he's one of the few voices out there that are willing to tell the truth that many people aren't willing to tell, because literally, you have to be a dead man to tell the truth. You mm-hmm. have to, because you can't fear for the repercussions of speaking the truth. And the enemy is the biggest liar, and he's the one who tries to put fear in all of us. And this is what's one of the things that happened to me, is that I was kind of running like from Pharaoh's army. But then when I ran into the wilderness, I realized that there's a call of obedience to make it through this wilderness to get to the other side now. And this is where the Lord said, I didn't deliver you for your purpose, I delivered you for mine. And I realized that literally when I was a slave into the world and even to the Babylonian system, when the Lord delivered me, I now became his bondservant and unto death. And that's what he's called me to. And he made this very clear to me, that he was asking me many years ago, he said, would you die for me? And my answer came out, yes. But when you're asking somebody, would you die for me, it's more of like a theory, you know, it's like theoretical. But when you ask somebody, will you die for me, it kind of changes the whole contents mm-hmm. of that statement. Because when you say, I will, then it's almost like you said it. So you realize now that you're just a walking dead man waiting for a place to happen. And so now you're just doing whatever the Lord wants you to do until that day that he calls you home. And I realize that this is where God wants all of us to get to that place where we're just dead people doing his bidding, that we're not afraid of man, the devil, or the times we live in, that he's going to raise us up. Yes. He's going to use us like as a man in the army of the dead men that aren't afraid of anything, that we're a fearless army, that we can go forth and do the Lord's work without any fear. And he's trying to look for recruits right now of anybody out there that's willing to enroll in this army. And it's not a very pleasant army to enroll in, but it's a very rewarding army because he opens up doors that only he could open up. I mean, me just sitting on this microphone right now, this is only God that did this. I didn't come here with any other plans but to run and hide, extend my hiding zone. But then when I came here, then the Lord woke me up one morning like he was sitting on my bed. And you know what's kind of interesting? When he came into my room this first morning, I got nominated to be the leader of the men's ministry here after 5 months of being here in this Spanish-speaking church. And I don't even speak the language. It's only God that did something like that.
Amen. Amen.
And so when I was leaving the front area, and I was just thanking people for their confidence and putting me in this position, I looked over somebody as I was walking away, and I said, well, I guess I'm in the army now. And the Lord said back to me, you said it. So I realized, you know, this is an army that God's calling us to, which is an army that many people don't want to be in. But this is the rewarding army.
Amen.
And I believe it's Ezekiel's army coming to pass right now, that this is the army of dead bones, the dry bones, individuals who God is calling to knit together by the Holy Spirit. And these dead people are going to be this mighty army that God's going to raise up in the end times now. So I encourage you, if you're listening, it's kind of a scary army, but if you'll raise your hand and say, Lord, I'm willing, I'll go. You watch and you see what he'll do in your life. Even if it's called to go to your neighbor next door, but he's called us to go, not to hide, not to stay. He's called us to go.
Yeah, we really live in a day and hour, and coming to Panama has really revealed that to me, is that God is asking us to step out of our comfort zone. It's a term you use all the time, Stephen, but I like it. God, out of our comfort zone with our safe little Christian walk, our comfort zone where our faith is at, our comfort zone where we are at. And God is saying, come to me and die to yourself, but I will give you life. I will give you joy. And I'm telling you, when you start taking those steps, and it starts with humbling yourself before God, it's amazing how new joy, the joy of the Lord that you've never experienced, comes back to you. God renews his call, his purposes in your life. And me and my wife have been seeing a transformation in our lives since we've been here. And we just want to say thank you, Jesus. And we are so excited as we've stepped out that God is confirming his word. And I want to encourage those that are hearing, you know, God will confirm. He will never leave you nor forsake you. He will confirm to you those little things that he's been speaking to your heart. And I want to encourage people, step out. Turn off the voices of everything around you. Turn up the voice of the Holy Spirit. Turn up the voice of what God is speaking to your heart so you can clearly hear and you can step out in obedience, because that's the place of God's blessing, as that's the place of where God has called you to be in the body of Christ.
You know, all of us are being tested right now. To discern voices, you know, is this the voice of God trying to speak to me? Is this the devil? And really, our walk with the Lord, I don't know how long that you that are listening right now have been walking with the Lord, but really we're all being tested right now to see how fine-tuned we've become in our Christian walk with the Lord's voice. And have we been in the Word of God? Have we actually read it for ourselves? Or have we just let our pastor teach us whatever he wants to teach us? Or have we actually tested for ourselves, is this the truth? And I tell you, once we left our comfort zone, I didn't really have anybody so much to feed me. So I guess what I had to go feed myself. I had to go get the Word of God for myself. And one of the things that really surprised me is when I got into the Gospels and I began to read the red letters, and I began to read the very uncomforting words that Jesus spoke to people. And I began to realize when I read especially John chapter 6, and he said to many that were following him, I am the bread of life. And then he goes on further, and there was a whole group of people that were following him after he fed them the day before. And he turned and looked at them and he said, "You're not here because of the miracles you saw, but because you were fed yesterday."
Mm.
And when I realized many people in the Western church, what I would call free food Christians, is that they're coming for the free food, but when the food that Jesus wants to offer us is not an easy meal. It's the truth.
Amen.
And he said, you know, he's when he was trying to describe to them that you're not here because of the miracles. He said, "Try this meal on. You know, you enjoyed the meal yesterday, but here, let me give you a meal. Let's see if you can swallow this one." And they said, "Unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you." And they looked at each other and they said, "Well, who can receive this word?"
Mm.
This is a hard saying. And he said, many of his disciples walked away from that point and no longer walked with him. And he turned to the 12 and he said, "Are you going to leave me too?" And this is what's really interesting, what Peter said. He looked at Jesus and he said, "Well, where are we going to go? Only you have the words of life."
Yeah.
And see, this is where you have to look at what are the words Jesus is saying? What is he saying to me? And if you're not real sure whether it's his voice, I tell people, read the red letters out loud. That's just like what his voice is going to sound like when he's speaking to you.
Amen.
He is the same yesterday, today, and
that's
forever.
Right.
He's never changed. The difficult words he gave those people 2,000 years ago are the difficult words he's speaking today. It may not be what's being preached from the pulpits today, but if you want to hear what the Spirit of God's saying, you need to go back and just confirm his word by reading the red letters. And then just put yourself at Jesus' feet, the rich young ruler, or anybody else that he gave a difficult word for. Read those letters to yourself. And absorb every word. He said that man does not live by bread alone, but every word that proceeds from his mouth. Jesus' words are not a buffet. We can't pick and choose what we want to receive. We have to receive every word that he says. And if you'll do that, you'll be fed, you'll be nourished, you'll be strengthened.
Amen, amen. You know, Stephen, what I want to say to all my brothers and sisters in Christ in America is finally, 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 step out, be obedient to the Lord. Stop being dependent upon systems and stop being dependent upon things that are not the Lord in your life. Babylon is going to go away. The American way of life is going to go away. Everything you depend upon will go away, but Jesus will never leave you nor forsake you. And Jesus has a plan and purpose for your life. And so finally, 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 make the decision to follow him with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. And God has a plan for your life. And hey, like I've heard some other men of God saying, it's great. Come on to the nations. God has a plan for your life, and he will show himself strong for you here.
Yeah, he's calling us to the nations. Now, he always has been.
Yeah.
It's just we didn't want to hear that.
Yeah.
You know, I remember I traveled many years as a photographer, and I got to travel for a week or two at a time all over the world. And it's interesting that when I was out in the nations, I felt like that was the real world. And every time I get home, I go, "Oh, yeah, I got to go back to the unreal world."
Yeah.
Because the real world is out where real people are. And I'm afraid that we've lived in such a plastic society that it's not real. And I'm afraid when the time of testing comes, you're going to find out how unreal it was, that the real world was out there waiting for you and you wouldn't leave. And I'm afraid that, you know, the nest is a nice place to grow as a little baby, but there comes a day when you have to jump the nest and you have to fly.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't fly, if you don't leave the nest, you're going to die in the nest.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what I believe the Lord was trying to show me when he said your nest is in the wrong forest. He was trying to get me to wake up and realize that I could not stay and live where I was. I needed to go. But the greatest thing that life begins outside the nest. It begins when you finally take that step of obedience. And even though you don't understand it all, it's okay, because you don't have to understand it all. If you know that God has said do this one little step, and this is what I want to encourage people, just if God is putting something on your heart, just take this one little step. The next step will fall in line. It will become more apparent to you after you take the first step, because his light is a lamp to your feet, and his word is a lamp to your feet. And if you will, that lamp was just enough light, is a handheld lamp to see that one step in front of you. But that's the one step that you take will illuminate the next step. And this is why everybody wants this, you know, 10 million candle power flashlight. They want to see way on out there before they ever take the first step. And there's no trust in that. There's no faith
right.
in that. And that's why we have to follow the father of our faith, which was obedience, to just do what God said. Even though he didn't understand it, He just did it out of obedience.
Yeah, you know, that's exactly what me and my wife did. We had to come to that place of brokenness, and we started crying out to God. And I was even praying such prayers as, God, help me in my unbelief. Help me in the places where I have been disobedient to you. Forgive us. Your mercy and your kindness, Lord, is to 1,000 generations to those that love you. And we were just praying that God would pour out his mercy and kindness upon us so we would have eyes to see and ears to hear what he was saying, because we knew that we had not been hearing nor obeying him the way that we should have been. And when we did that, God started doing those little things. Okay, take a step here. Go do this, go do that. And as we walked that out, we started seeing miracles happen. Our house sold unexpectedly and very quickly. And that was completely the miraculous of God. And there's a whole story with that. Items that I had no idea had value, we found out had value. And God brought the right people, and we sold those items. So what started happening, as I, in my own natural understanding, in the beginning said, I do not have the provision to be obedient, to step out and do what God's calling me to do. God said, yes, I do. It's right in your hand. Now start doing this, start doing that. And the Lord started leading us and guiding us. And before we knew it, within a couple months, our house was sold. Those items we had were sold. And we were buying airplane tickets to come check out Panama. And we got here and we got our immigration card. We got legal things put into place. And so God has been moving supernaturally. And we, every day, we're still doing having to do the same thing, because I never want to enter into an arrogance with my walk with God. I want to be dependent upon the Holy Spirit. And what God is saying is he wants us to develop a hearing ear to follow the Holy Spirit.
And his word will be confirmed with signs following.
Amen.
You know, because when you're obedient to his word, he will confirm it was his word. In fact, you know, when I look back at my walk with the Lord, I didn't know it was God speaking to me until after I obeyed. It was my obedience to do what I felt like he was saying to do that revealed it was him speaking to me. And I'm afraid many people have not even stepped out in that first step to even find out if it was really God speaking. But every time that I felt like the Lord was speaking to me, and I acted out, and I said, okay, this is tough, but I'm going to do it. Wow, that was God. And that helped me to discern his voice later. And this is all God is asking any of us right now, is just, do you feel like this is me in your heart? He said, you know, it said, let the peace of God rule in your heart. There's a peace that comes with his voice. Even though it may not be an easy thing, I just feel like I'm supposed to do this. And if you just follow that leading, that, you know, there's, if you look in the Greek, in Colossians 3:15, it says, let the peace of God rule or guide your heart. And it means to govern or umpire, to rule. And if you think about an umpire, he calls the shots, whether it be a ball or a strike or you're out. So if you let the peace of God call the shots.
Amen.
He will guide you. He will lead you. He's the Prince of Peace. He's the author of peace. So he's going to lead you by his peace. He's not going to push you or drive you. He's going to lead you. And even though it may be some fearful things, you know, the Lord was calling Moses to the Red Sea, but even though he needed some help, I think, with Pharaoh's army to get everybody through the Red Sea, there may be some fear that may be attached to even walking it out and stepping it out. I guarantee you, anything any great man of God has done for the Lord, there's always been some, you know, there's some apprehension, but that element of trust goes before us. I trust you more than what I'm fearful of. I trust you more. I know your character. I know who you are. And that's why I think it's so important for everybody just to get in the Bible, find out who Jesus really is. He's worthy of our trust. He has never failed anyone that's trusted him.
Amen. Amen. You know, and I encourage people to look at the example of the heroes of faith in Hebrews. You know, each one of them went through their own personal struggle, yet they came out through the other side with their faith built and God uniquely and very wonderfully directing their lives. And God is not the same. God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And I've seen God uniquely and very specially directing my life, but you're no different. God wants to uniquely direct you, and he wants to put you into a place of fruitfulness for his kingdom, because there are souls that are attached to who you are, and God wants you to cross the finish line with being found faithful to him, and that's what this is all about. It's all about souls. It's all about building up the body of Christ. It's not about us protecting ourselves somewhere in the woods. It's doing what God wants for our lives.
That's right. You know, I realize now, even though I had such an anticipation, like something was like behind, I needed to get where I am right now. with a sense of urgency in my spirit. But I didn't realize it wasn't the urgency necessarily for myself. It was those that were going to follow my obedience. And the Lord said to me, he said that your obedience will pave the way for many. And I didn't really understand that until I just began to walk out this thing of obedience, that as God put something on my heart to do, I would just do it. And then I would see why I was supposed to do it after I did it. And I think, you know, many people, well, I'd go, but if God have to show me, I'll send my resumes out ahead of me. I want everything laid out in front of me before I take that step. And I almost like laugh in some ways. I think, well, Lord, I know this is a test of faith for us to leave. And if he said to Abraham, leave and I'll show you, if we're following his footsteps, he's going to do the same for us. It's not going to be, he's not going to bow down and cater to our wish. Well, show me and I'll leave. No, if I have to show you everything for you to leave, then you're not leaving. You're going to stay. So this is a test of faith. But as you do step out in faith, your faith will be built and strengthened and fortified. And you will become a pillar for other people that will follow to see what your obedience, they will follow. And this is what the Lord said to me many years ago. He said, Andrew, he said, if you follow man, you can only go where man's gone before. But if you follow me, I'll take you where no man's been before. And he wants to take many of us right now to places no man's ever been before. He's trying to break the molds that we've all been cookie cut Christians. And he doesn't want any more cookie cut Christians. He wants to cookie cut us into his fashion and put us into his mold, because what he has for us, he doesn't want anybody to take away. And what he wants to do with us, he doesn't want anything to happen. He's trying to mold us into his mold. And what the problem is that we've allowed the world to cookie cut us as Christians, and even churches and ministries and doctrines. But we have just about maybe about 30 seconds left here. I wanted you to just kind of share, why don't you just pray over the people that are listening right now?
You bet. Stephen, the thing is the Holy Spirit is here to help us as we step on obedience. And so, Lord, we just bless every single person that's listening to our voice, God. We pray that you open the eyes of their understanding, God, and you break off the things that have been holding back, the fears, the containment that the devil's tried to put over their lives, Lord. Break them into the place of obedience. Break them into the plans and the purposes you have for them, Lord God. And so, Father, we just thank you for the help of the Holy Spirit upon each and every person, that they will come into that place that God, you have called them to be, in the mighty name of Jesus.
Thank you so much. Thank you for joining us on Strength for the Journey, and we'll see you next time.